Priorities Podcast. Today is kind of a quick episode to get back into things. We have taken more than a month off, and I'm so sorry about that. If you're new, my name is McKenna. I'm your host, and on this podcast, we kind of just chat about all things girly. Like, I turned 30 this last year, and so we're just talking about all things girly, things I learned in my 20s, things that, you know, like a big sister would chat with you about, I guess you could say. And since it's been a hot minute since I filmed an episode, I thought I would just start out with today's episode being like a let's catch up kind of an episode. And then I'm hoping that our next episode is about, what I'm hoping to talk about next week is how I became an influencer. And then I've got probably like 15 topics written out that hopefully we can stay on track this time and keep things going weekly. But school just kind of got the best of me and life got super crazy. I'm currently 34 weeks pregnant when I'm filming this episode. I keep saying 25 weeks to everybody and I'm like, wait a minute. No. We're 34 weeks, almost 35 weeks. So crazy. We're in the final stretch of pregnancy and I definitely feel it. Like, it's hard to breathe going upstairs, sitting sometimes. Like, I just feel like my lungs are being squished, but I know you guys aren't here to hear about all that. But I'm very thankful for like the healthy pregnancy that we've had and how everything is going so far. So things have been really good. And I, you know, couldn't ask for anything else. Obviously, like my last pregnancy with Lila was very stressful and like emotionally draining with her diagnosis. And I just was stressed out the whole time, unsure of what to expect. And obviously, like everything turned out totally fine. So I'm trying to be stress-free during this pregnancy because there has been nothing wrong so far. So we're very thankful for a healthy pregnancy. And I'm starting to nest around the house, which is very exciting, also exhausting, all the things. Like, we've set up the bassinet, we're moving. If you didn't know, we move a couple weeks after the baby is born, and we're moving to like 25-30 minutes from where we are right now into a temporary house until our house in Washington is ready for us to move into, which has its pros and cons. But we basically have renters lined up for our current house, and we don't want to lose those renters by our house got pushed back. We don't want to lose them because of that. So our priority is just making sure that we can keep our renters, and we're going to move into Joey's parents' house for a few months, which sounds like it would be horrible, but it's not. For one, Joey's parents are awesome. Two, his parents are living in Japan right now, so their house will be empty the time that we're moving in. So it's like the perfect situation. And then it allows us to pack everything up and have everything ready to move by the time we move. So that'll all be very exciting. And yeah, so many life changes coming. Also, can we talk about the possibility of the TikTok ban? I'm a little bit concerned with that because that is my entire livelihood at the moment. I haven't put all of my eggs in one basket with TikTok. Not really, but so to say, all of my income comes from TikTok. So, or I shouldn't say all of my income. All of my social media income pretty much comes from TikTok. Like, I make a little bit here and there on YouTube. I don't make anything on the podcast. And I just do this because I love it and I think it's fun and super creative. But, you know, it would be a little bit concerning if TikTok did get banned, because pretty much like 80-90% of my income from social media comes from TikTok. I am a wedding photographer, so I definitely could jump back into that. I have kind of put my business not on the back burners because I still take brides, but I'm very selective on what brides I take at the moment. And it's been nice, but you know, I could definitely put some more marketing behind that and up that business again if I needed. But I've just been finding this passion for social media and it's been so much fun for me. I would hate to see it go. So if TikTok does go away, you know, I'll probably invest some more time in Instagram. I don't know why I have like a love-hate relationship with Instagram, but you know, we'll probably invest some more time in Instagram, definitely double down on YouTube. I've been loving YouTube lately. Obviously, like I said, it's more so for fun. So if you don't follow me on YouTube, you can find me at McKenna H. Ashcroft. All of my social media handles are McKenna H. Ashcroft, so you can find me on any of those. But I've been long form vlogging, which has been so much fun. They don't do as well, but I don't really care because they're very fun. And then all of my shorts I post on TikTok. So I definitely will keep posting shorts on TikTok I will definitely keep posting shorts on YouTube if TikTok goes away, is what I'm trying to say. So there's all that. I feel like I'm kind of chatting your guys' ear off, but some of our like life updates, I guess you could say, is that everything is changing. So I don't really have like a one all be all update. I've been trying to purge and spring clean a ton. Today was absolute chaos because we cleaned out all of our basement storage and got rid of pretty much everything. We got rid of all of our Christmas stuff, all of our like holiday stuff, like pretty much all holidays. So, which I have accumulated a ton of that stuff over the years because I lived on my own before I met Joey. And I think both of us did, but he didn't care about holidays, obviously. So it was mostly me. And I picked up all this like holiday decor. But when we got married and, you know, we've been using it the last 4 years, I feel like I've kind of outgrown it, is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I feel better about donating it and giving it to somebody else who will use it because it's nice stuff. And I've been donating a ton of clothes, going through my closet. I kid you not when I say we literally got rid of an entire truckload of stuff and donated it today. It felt really nice to just purge and get rid of a ton of stuff so we don't have to haul it with us. We're selling a bunch of things on Facebook Marketplace, like our dressers, our bed frame. We sold the podcasting chairs that I use with Cassie. We sold those because we just can't take them with us. We've sold our back patio furniture today. We sold a ton of stuff on Facebook Marketplace during nap time. Joey and I just posted it all on his Facebook and it literally went so fast. It was kind of crazy. We sold a couple big mirrors. Like I have huge 7-foot mirrors that I brought from my townhome when we got married too. And I just don't want to haul them again. Like I want to get either the anthro mirror or I've seen a really beautiful, simple black mirror that is the same shape as the anthro mirror that I would love to get for like our entry. But that way we don't have to haul and potentially shatter a mirror. So we've gotten rid of a lot of those. We have a couple more left to sell or get or donate if we don't sell them. And yeah, we've just been in like a purge phase, I guess you could say, because the less we have to take with us, the better. So, especially with moving twice with a toddler and a newborn. But yeah, our moving plan right now at the moment is to like get a pod, fill up the pod, have that shipped to our new house. We have two cars. So one of our family car, we're going to have shipped out there too, basically towed on a truck. I don't know, however they do that. So it'll be taken on a truck out there. And then Joey's going to drive our truck with all of our valuables in it out there. So like all of our business equipment, my photography equipment, laptops, social security birth certificates, all of those things that are like important that if they go missing, you know, it's not the end of the world. We are going to take those with us and Joey's going to drive that out. And then me and the new baby that we're going to have and Lila, the three of us are going to fly out. Joey said if I want to have my mom fly out and help fly with me, or he could potentially fly out with me to help and then fly back, drive the truck out, which is a lot of work for him, but he says he's more than happy to do it. So we're kind of still working through that, but lots of just stuff like logistics to figure out, I guess, with the move. And then obviously living in his parents temporarily, I'm like, wait a minute, like I want to set up all of the stuff that I use in our current house at his parents, because I don't want to go 3 months without podcasting, recording spin classes, working out. Like, so we kind of got to figure out the stuff that we need accessible. And yeah, anyways, kind of chit chatting your ear off. You know, I'm just talking to my besties. But if you didn't know, I do a lot of things. So TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that are all fun. But I have a workout app. And my workout app is called Revival Ride and Workouts with McKenna, with me, obviously, and I'm on Playbook. So I will put that in like the description notes or somewhere you can sign up if you want. They're 7 days free, but basically I post spin videos, spin classes, Pilates workouts, bar workouts on my app. And then I also have like dumbbell workouts on my app. But the cool thing about the app is there are tons of other coaches and instructors on there that you can take classes from. So you can kind of change up your workout all the time. There's yoga instructors on there. There's just other Pilates, other spin instructors and stuff like that. I haven't been as consistent with posting on my app right now because I'm pregnant. I'm like literally almost 9 months pregnant. But I have so much fire in me to want to start posting. Like, I want to have a schedule, a workout schedule again. Like, I want to start posting 2 to 3 spin videos a week. So I'm looking at maybe like Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of videos I upload to the app, or some bar workouts or mat Pilates workouts, or I really should do them right now while I'm pregnant, but I have just been super exhausted. I feel like I'm just like hanging on to get through the final few weeks of pregnancy. But yeah, if you want to check out that, your first 7 days are free. You can try the app out. You can cancel at any time. And then I think it's about, it's $15 a month. But there's also a special that's run on there, and it's $100 if you want to book it for like the whole year. So you can do that. I know that prices are going to be changing at some point in the near future, but I don't have a set date for that at the moment. So if you want to check that out, literally if you go to a coffee shop and you buy a pastry and a coffee, it is over $15. It's like almost $20 now. So you can literally work out for the whole month for $15. That's like less than going to a coffee shop. So definitely take care of your health, prioritize your health. If you want to check it out, you can with me or literally any coach on there, or I'm a huge advocate for moving our bodies and have always been. If you didn't know, I'm a certified personal trainer, a certified spin instructor, a certified Pilates instructor or bar instructor. And I worked at Orange Theory for several years. So I've been doing a lot of group fitness for a while, and I'm certified NASM instructor, or a personal trainer. And also just a lot of certifications with that. I guess you guys don't really care about that. But anyways, I feel like, life's good. Life's good. Those are kind of all the updates. The moving updates are still just kind of dragging out, but constantly changing. And we're okay with that. I feel like I'm doing a very good job at rolling with the flow and going with what happens. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of exciting. And of course, the content will always be coming on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. So if you want to follow along over there, you can find me again at McKenna H. Ashcroft on any of those platforms. I put a lot of effort into my long form YouTube videos lately. So if you want to follow over there, I'm able to like chit chat a lot more and like update you guys a lot more than I am on like short form videos. So definitely check that out. And next week we'll chat about how I became, I don't like the word influencer, but basically a full-time content creator, and how it kind of happened by accident, and how I ended up capitalizing off that and using it to my advantage and like just running with it. And it has been like the best thing that has ever happened. It is so much fun, and it's all thanks to you guys. So huge thank you to you guys. But I think we're going to wrap up this episode for this week. And of course, subscribe on any platform that you get your podcast on, and follow on all other social media channels. And I will catch you guys next week. See ya. Bye.